Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
They came out on ABC News and said, oh, now you got to take six COVID shots a year.
The new Pfizer booster is cleared for anyone over 12 and Moderna's for anyone over 18 and 2 months out from their last shot.
How do we say six COVID shots 2.5 years ago? Because Bill Gates said to his investors that this shot gets rid of your immune system and people have to take six of them to eight of them a year. So when I tell you this stuff, understand it's real.
You know, being able within 6 months to make enough for the world, I think that should be our aspiration.
Is it possible to prevent the next pandemic?
Yes, if every country does what Australia did, then you wouldn't be calling it a pandemic.
A lot of people want to forget the lockdowns, forget the masks, forget the checkpoints, forget all the garbage that's ongoing in places like China and New Zealand.
You are criminals. You are a criminal. You are a criminal. You are a criminal. And so are you. And so are you.
You know, our baby has just been medically kidnapped. Thugs have come in wearing police uniforms, and they've ripped the baby out of his bed and violently taken him out of the room. They've threatened to arrest us all if we even pursue our baby. So let this be a lesson to the entire rest of humanity, is the takeover has actually started, and it started in a hospital ward with a baby. I call on humanity to arise.
So we got to get ahead of this and keep discrediting it. If we don't, China is our future. So let's get into it. In Israel, the Ministry of Health in Israel is actively hiding critical information on the side effects to the Israeli public and lying about it while they have the actual data stored and know it's caused mass death, blood clots, you name it, and destroys immunity.
It's quite known that Israel was Pfizer's laboratory. Pfizer's request to the FDA to approve the booster was to a great deal based on the Israeli data. But what the world did not know was that actually for the entire year in which almost the whole population was vaccinated, two or even three doses, Israel actually did not have any functional monitoring system. The monitoring was really dysfunctional.
I have all this information on my cell phone, not just because I'm a minister, but because we have a centralized digital system.
The Minister of Health the whole time just lied, not just to the Israeli population, but also to the FDA. And many researchers actually were very, very concerned.
In Germany.
And so one of the aims of the Nuremberg trials was to spend 139 days in trial, going through the law and medical ethics and the public conscience, trying all these people against those benchmarks and finding them guilty or not guilty depending on the evidence. But what came out of it was what the excuses were. And when you hear the nurses' excuses, it's all the same as what's being said today. I had a job. I had elderly relatives to look after. I was being bullied. Oh, it was a terrible environment at work. You know, you couldn't do anything to challenge any of the doctors. And we basically just did as we were told, thinking that meant that they were left off the hook. That's exactly the same narrative that's being promulgated today.
In the UK,
there have been more reported deaths and adverse reactions following mRNA vaccination in 18 months than there has been to every conventional vaccine administered worldwide for the last 50 years.
In Canada.
So the OAG report points to $13 million, obviously million doses, would have been destroyed outside of Canada. So that was in large part due to AstraZeneca's doses, which couldn't be used inside Canada. As of now, there are approximately 10.8 million doses of vaccines of all sorts that were either destroyed or have expired in Canada.
In the U.S.,
the bottom line here is the vaccine does not prevent infection, does not prevent transmission. So why would we make anybody take it?
The pathway to prevent any more harm is all the vaccines need to be pulled off the market and withdrawn. That needs to happen immediately. All the vaccine mandates should be dropped immediately.
Vitamin C, my hospital would not allow me to use vitamin C. We're talking about basic safe drugs. And it's an outrage. What they wanted me to use was remdesivir.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Open Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset in the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Minutes of the show, I disappeared for an hour. And we have a lot of enemies that hate this country and hate you that are watching right now. So I'm going to address them. I'm going to address the listeners and viewers of the show that care about America and the world and their children and freedom. Everything I've ever done on air has been truthful. Everything I've ever said, I really meant. Everything I've ever broken down is what I really believe was happening. And this broadcast has changed the world more than any other broadcast in modern history, not just because of myself and our guests and the crew, but also the listeners and everybody involved. Okay, so that let's just get that on the table. That's a fact. You know, Tucker Carlson, who's a great guy, twice last week that I know of, came out and said on multiple stories about replacement migration, on the FBI agent liaisoning inside Twitter to censor everybody. That's just a Twitter. He said, well, Alex Jones was the first person to break this. And Alex Jones is right. It isn't about Alex Jones getting the credit. It's about people understanding that I know what I'm talking about. If you want to know why they finally came after me so hard 6 years ago, it's because I just don't do what I do here on air. Behind the scenes, we are basically as effective as we are to this main audience. So we have a big grassroots reach out to the public, but we also have, because of my prominence, I'm able to talk to whoever I want to, basically. And people know I'll have off-the-record conversations that I never burn those people. So I've met with members of the Bilderberg Group. I've met with former presidents. I've met with you name it. I'm not trying to tell you all that to impress you. I'm trying to explain to you that because I know how the politics really works and I know how the world really works, I'm able to actually communicate with the highest levels and have real discussions. Because if you don't have that ability to actually know the full spectrum, multifaceted, fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional discussion, then these people don't even talk to you. And so you've seen the inordinate obsession in the power structure with InfoWars. They were already obsessed because we're populist. They were already obsessed because we were successful. They were already obsessed because we were exposing their new world order. But when I began to hire and pay prominent think tanks and law firms behind the scenes in 2017-18 to write reports where I would give them the data and a fact sheet I say I want the lawyers and think tank to check this and give them a bibliography with the addendum folder, with the syllabus to prove what I'm saying. And when I delivered three reports to Trump into his hands, that's when you saw the headlines. General Kelly's main job is keeping Trump away from InfoWars. And stuff like that. So we know the enemy's number. We know how to beat them. We're over the target. We know history. We understand the globalists. We know how to stop them. And so their fear of this operation has been the example to what everybody else should do. They're the most afraid of this show because I actually have done the research and have had their number. I know how to beat these people. God gave me that gift. For whatever reason, I don't know why other people didn't do this. I don't know why other people don't understand it. I don't know why other people don't get how it really works. But for whatever reason, I have innately understood this since I was a young child. I was obsessed with war and systems and history and geopolitics and all of this, Machiavellian systems. I don't use Machiavellian systems. I expose Machiavelli. I'm the anti-Machiavelli. And Machiavelli was really the anti-subterfuge. He was telling you the tricks, so really I am the Machiavelli. To show you I really know Machiavelli. And so that's what's so frustrating is I know the big picture. I know how to beat the enemy. So I'll say it this way. This is the best way to start with the listeners. It's not going to be the ADL. It's not going to be the Democratic Party. It's not going to be the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's not going to be the EU. It's not going to be Twitter or Facebook or Mark Zuckerberg. It's not going to be those people that shut us down. It's going to be you, the viewers and listeners who don't realize what you're part of, how important you are, that will shut this operation down. And it's a very sick paradigm and paradox that I'm constantly right on the edge of the red and black for years. And then I've constantly got to tell you how desperate the situation is. But it is on every other front in your own life, isn't it? Aren't most of you living paycheck to paycheck? Aren't most of you, it's like a battle? Because that's evil versus good, folks. That's how the universe works. It's balanced. And it's who has the will to carry it through that wins. So we're right at the most important point in history. We're in the fourth quarter, last 3 minutes of the game, tied. We have the ball. We're at the 50-yard line. It's time to get in the zone and realize what we're doing and quadruple down and ask God for guidance and win. So I'll tell you. Everybody gets confused by all the headlines. Oh, $1.5 billion. Oh, they want, you know, $7.5 trillion. Oh, that's meant to be overwhelming and just make us give up. That's propaganda. I have appeals. I have the system. I went into bankruptcy because our company's out of money. I went into personal bankruptcy because I'm out of money. And I'm going to show the world in the next few weeks all the cards on the table. But I have like $300,000 in the bank. And with the bills I have, just on legal and everything else, I'm in the hole for real debts, millions of dollars, much less the trillions they claim I own or the billions they claim I own. But it doesn't matter. There's a process. If we just have the money to fund the company and the crew and have some small profit, bankruptcy will let us go forward for years while the appeals take place. But if we don't have the money to operate, they'll liquidate and shut down InfoWars in the next 4 months. So when I say to you, don't listen to all their propaganda and man behind the curtain, Wizard of Oz, understand you will shut down InfoWars if you don't go to InfoWarsStore.com. Do I not know 50% of our products are sold out? Do I not know most of the stuff you want's gone? Yeah, I know that. That hurts sales. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get what we still have in stock. And then thank God in February, it's already paid for. That's where most of the money went. almost everything comes back in. But I'm in a position right now to not make payroll in a month when January starts if I don't get $500,000 extra into the coffers. That's where I am. And nothing pains me more than coming to you and begging for your help. But I'm begging for you to get in the life raft, to get on the lifeboat while the ship is sinking. It's a no-brainer, ladies and gentlemen. So again, I'm going to explain this to all of you. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I know there's millions of people tuned in right now, and I know a tiny fraction of you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the great products like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Brain Force Plus, the Ultimate Vitamin C, 1100% organic with zinc and rose hips, the vitamin D3 with all the viruses and crap going on. You're insane if you don't take the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium. It's all there. The Vasobeats, the Ultra 12. There is nothing more frustrating than being right here on the edge of victory and the edge of defeat in this paradox, trying to explain to people the only people that can shut down InfoWars.com the next 2 years before these appeals are done, then they may shut us down, is you. Please don't shut us down. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Here's an example of what I was saying earlier. I told you these products are all going to sell out. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out. More of it isn't coming in until February. We're selling out of everything, and it's just, it's like God tortures me, and I love God. I don't question God, but it's like I'm like literally in a video game with half a life left at the end stage about to meet the main boss, and I'm sitting here trying to explain to listeners and viewers, you're the ones that put the energy into the life to win the game, and you're literally in this fight. They're attacking you. They're coming after you. What are you going to do? So we still have DNA Force Plus. We still have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We still have a bunch of other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, but they're all selling out. And we need the funds to fund the operation. We have free shipping on $60 or more. We have up to 60% off the promo code 1776. We got to move a lot of product to fund this operation. And you know, the sick part of me just wants to just shut this all down and people remember what I said and what I did and just, I've done my 28 years and the rest of it, but I can't give up. And so that's why I'm so frustrated. Right at the moment, we're having the biggest effect we've ever had in the world because of supply chain breakdowns and issues and my own mismanagement of things. Nobody's perfect in the last couple of years. We do not have the funds we need. And thank God for whoever that Bitcoin donor was, because it turned out we were millions and millions and millions of dollars. It was like God did it. God, whoever told them to get that exact amount, because I didn't even know the numbers, we had accounting later. We were $5 million in the hole in the last year. We needed $2 million to buy a new product to be able to fund ourselves, and that exact amount got given. And it was exactly what we needed to bring us into the black only for 6-7 months, and now we're not even $500,000 in the hole, but we don't have any reserves. I've spent all the reserves. The company doesn't have reserves. The enemy is getting what it wants. They're going to win. But they're not the ones that were successful. And I'm not putting a guilt trip on you. I'm going to say it very simply. I'm in your hands. This operation's in your hands. And if you don't donate, you shut down InfoWars. And that is something that I guess some of you will be proud of. Some of you tune in and think this is funny to get rid of the First Amendment. Funny to have the deep state and the Justice Department and the CIA gang up on you. You think it's funny you've joined with the system pretending like you're part of the power structure. And you're on the winning team. You're fools. You're schmucks. You're useful idiots. I'm not talking about our general audience. But people that believe that they've gone along with this corrupt system, they're going to get ahead, are beyond insane. They are spiritually suicidal. I'll say this because I was talking to the crew last night and what we have left in the warehouse. We're going to end the 60% off and the double Patriot points, not the free shipping. We're going to end it on Monday because everything's about to sell out. And they said, listen, boss, by February, whatever's left will sell at full price. It might bring in enough money to fund things. You got to end the sale this weekend. And so the sale ends. You can also go to InfoWarsStore.com at the top where it says support. You can click on that. There's a donation button for $10, $100, $1,000. Those donations do not go to me. They go to Free Speech Systems to keep us on the air. And again, it doesn't go to the leftists, to the Democratic Party, and all those people that sued us. It goes for our appeals. It goes to keep us on air. That's why they're on air saying, we don't want money because they've already got our financials. They know there's no money. They go, we want him off the air. That's their goal. Don't give them what they want. But even if you don't have $5 to buy a product or donate at InfoWarsStore.com, that's fine. Go to your city council and speak. They make you sign up a week before online. It's easy. Go to your county commissioners. Go to your school board. They're so scared of that. And just go talk about the New World Order. Talk about whatever issue you want. Critical race theory, the transgendered operation, the open borders, the fentanyl, the New World Order, the voting fraud. Have your voice heard, because that's really the king currency in this whole fight is your speech and your resistance and what you say and what you do. Call into C-SPAN. Call and talk radio. March. Demonstrate. Go to your church and speak. If your church isn't talking about world government, the mark of the beast, and how whether you love the Ukrainians or not, I'm neutral. Zelensky banning the oldest church in Ukraine, over 1,000 years old, is a criminal action. It is outrageous. It is insane. It is out of control. By the way, did I send you guys that? I didn't see it in the list. Tucker Carlson, I just sent it yesterday, but I wasn't here yesterday. That family member had surgery. Tucker Carlson did an excellent 6-minute report on the Orthodox Church being banned in Ukraine. I mean, this is governments banning mainline churches, the number one or number two denomination in Ukraine. It is so dangerous. It is so real because they're normalizing tyranny that we historically know is incredibly bad and incredibly out of control. And they're just normalizing it. But it's up to us to say, this isn't normal. This isn't right. And this isn't going to be put up with. By the way, I'm coming in tomorrow for a commercial light. I mean, we won't have breaks. We'll have a few breaks here and there when I take a break here in the bathroom or whatever. But we're going to tape for like 2-3 hours tomorrow with Dr. Huff, the huge whistleblower from inside the Wuhan lab, the head scientist at Peter Daszak's Eco Health Alliance that totally exposes the gain of function, how they man-made it on purpose. And we're also going to have Steve Quayle on and others tomorrow. That special report will air at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. But it just drives me crazy because we ask the crew again. Just is the Tucker Carlson clip with him on the banning of the Ukrainian church, the Orthodox Church, is on the list? You're grabbing it? Well, I sent it yesterday. In fact, which means it's in this stack right here. Here, let's just go to this stack. We did go through yesterday's stack I sent. I wasn't here, but I sent the stack. Here, let's do an overhead shot. It's an overhead shot. We do that. Vanguard quits climate alliance and blow to net zero. Look at this shot of your TV viewer. Global warming is real. Look how it changed from a cool green to a hot red caused by not surrendering your property and liberty to the WEF. And it shows from 2017 a green map, which the satellite shows, with even hotter temperatures. So it's 23 in the same place in Germany. It's 33 when it's green. It's 23 when it's red. It's 28 here. It's 36 there. But they don't care. They just show it red to scare you, even though it's actually colder. Got a whole stack of news on that coming up. I'm going to find that clip.
Christmas 2022 is almost here.
And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is pretty clear that Zelensky has no interest in freedom and democracy. In fact, Zelensky is far closer to Lenin than to George Washington. He is a dictator. He is a dangerous authoritarian who has used $100 billion in U.S. tax dollars to erect a one-party police state in Ukraine. And that's not an overstatement. Over the past year, Zelensky has banned opposition parties. He shut down critical media by force. He's arrested his political opponents. He has sent soldiers into churches. Zelensky's secret police have raided monasteries across Ukraine, even a convent full of nuns, and arrested dozens of priests for no justifiable reason whatsoever and in clear violation of the Ukrainian constitution, which no longer matters. And in the face of this, the Biden administration has said nothing, not one word. Instead, they just continue to push to send Zelensky more tax dollars. So naturally, Zelensky has become much bolder. Why wouldn't he? Last week, he announced his plan to ban an entire religion, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, and to seize its property, all for being insufficiently loyal to his regime. And he said it out loud. Watch this.
We have to create such conditions when any people dependent on the country aggressor won't be able to manipulate Ukrainians and weaken Ukraine from within. First, the National Security and Defense Council instructed the government to submit to the Verkhovna Rada a draft law on making it impossible for religious organizations affiliated with centers of influence in the Russian Federation to operate in Ukraine.
A free country does not ban a major religion just because it's not fully on board with the political program of the people running the country. But Zelensky's doing that, and his cabinet is now devising ways to punish Christians for practicing their banned ancient religion in Ukraine. Quote, personal, economic, and restrictive sanctions will be applied to any Christian caught worshiping in unapproved ways. Now, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church is more than 1,000 years old. With the full backing of the Joe Biden administration and the U.S. Congress, Zelensky has decided to ban it. So here's the response of one bishop to the news. You're not allowed to send soldiers into churches. You're not allowed to arrest dozens of priests because they refuse to bow before you. You're not allowed to ban whole religions. So most of the U.S. media, most, have just ignored this. Some have made excuses for it. Oh, he has to do this because there's a war. But there's no justification for this whatsoever. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church is not Russian, it's Ukrainian. It has no connection to the Putin government. It has, in fact, officially denounced the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So once again, there is no justification for destroying and banning this church. And yet Zelensky's many celebrity backers in the West have said nothing about it. And they should know better. In May, George W. Bush, the great defender of Christendom, met with Zelensky on a Zoom call and afterward described him as the Winston Churchill of our time, a man who should be praised for his, quote, commitment to liberty. So where's George W. Bush on this question, now that his friend, the George Washington of Ukraine, has banned a form of Christianity in that country? Well, George W. Bush has been silent as well. So have many purportedly Christian members of Congress. They're backing Zelensky no matter how many Christians he arrests, no matter how many churches he seizes.
To the Ukrainian people, you can expect the Congress to be there with you in terms of supporting your efforts to maintain your freedom.
Everything that we can do to be helpful to them as they fight for their freedom.
I think the history of the 21st century turns on how fiercely we defend freedom in Ukraine.
We will continue to provide military equipment so that Ukraine can defend its territory and its freedom.
The United States will continue our unwavering support for Ukraine as it defends its freedom.
And let's get the job done so that we can save lives in Ukraine and defend the cause of freedom.
The free world had no choice. America could not stand by. The American people did what they always have done. Defend freedom around the world.
Every single person you just watched has campaigned, many of them make a habit of campaigning, Lindsey Graham, ladies and gentlemen, in Christian churches in the United States. Will a single Christian leader say anything to them about this? You are funding the destruction of Christianity in Ukraine? Oh, but it's the cause of freedom. Really? The reality is that Ukrainians cannot listen to media outlets that criticize the Zelensky government because they've been banned. They cannot play music from Russian singers. No, this is not in Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. This is in the democracy of Ukraine that we support. They can't play music from Russian singers. They can't vote for an opposition party because they've all been shut down. And now their churches are being raided and their priests arrested. So the fact that our leaders are calling this freedom tells you a lot about what they're planning here. of course. Why would you defend this? Because you approve of it. For its part, Ukraine's defense ministry has stopped pretending this is about freedom. They're just happy they're getting paid, and they're finally crushing any opposition in their own country.
That really is next level, what's happening in Ukraine. And I'm not a Russophile. I'm not happy Russia's in Ukraine. I don't support any of this. I don't support the nuclear war or the energy prices or any of the dangers we face or things that are already happening. But it really is frustrating to be sitting back here watching this happen and to see all of our basic freedoms that are so hard fought being completely flushed down the toilet. Really is sad. But I think all of you deep down know that we're not going to stop what's happening. We can just mitigate it for the innocent and try to protect as many children as possible with what's going to happen. And it's our job to persevere and keep speaking truth throughout what is now unfolding and now what is happening. Because this is a completely unnatural society we live in. And it's coming down. And the system knows it's coming down. They're trying to artificially bring it down so they're in control at the end of it. They're not going to be in control of anything. So take that solace. Take that solace that none of this, not the IMF, not the World Bank, not the Federal Reserve, not the Rothschilds, not the King Charles III, not the ADL, none of these pathetic control freaks are connected to God. They don't have any real power. They're a joke, and they're going down. The sad part is we're going down with them. If they weren't there working to bring us down, we could stabilize things and fix it. But the way the universe works is there's good and evil, ladies and gentlemen. And we just have to fight evil to show God we're not evil and persevere in our own hearts and that we never give up. And then God will win this in the end. But don't ever feel like you're disempowered because you can't beat this. Believe me, I've tried as hard as I could. For the first 20-something years on air, I thought, well, God's there, but kind of like a little sad thing I've got. I can do this myself. It was always God behind the scenes working through me and working through you to try to change the world. And we've had incredible harvest in hearts and minds with that. And maybe if we don't get the support to stay on air in this incarnation, in this model, that's God saying you've done your job for now and knowing, well, this guy never, it's one thing to quit, but I never stop. So maybe God doesn't want me to be here. Maybe God wants me to take a break. Maybe God wants the crew to go somewhere else and do something else to do that. So I'm kind of coming into that piece of whatever God wants me to do, I'm just going to do it. And God wants me to keep fighting and not stop and realize that in the scheme of things, the timeless universe and the endlessness of space, what really matters is our souls. All right, I got a final segment here before the great Jay Dyer, incredible mind, so informed, real New World Order historian. Like 90% of what you'll hear is from their own mouths. He's coming up in about 15 minutes. But we'll go to break, come back with the final segment. Trey has a lot of news we haven't hit yet. Please stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On point and fiery. And so here's three clips of him specifically pointing out that Alex Jones is right, or the show being brought up. And why this is important is, this is why the establishment's scared of us. Tucker understands that pointing that out is something they don't want done. They want to demonize this broadcast. Try to make everybody scared to cover these same topics. So Tucker realizes championing InfoWars and promoting us is a counter to what they're doing. This is a war, and we're a symbol in that fight the enemy wants to bring down. Go ahead and play those Tucker Carlson clips back to back.
Twitter and these social media apps have been rigged to control our minds and what we think. And so I want to be careful because I don't want to unpack too much. It's hard for people to understand. But just think about what Alex Jones has experienced over Sandy Hook and the lawsuits against him and the money they've taken from him. And now I want you to think about what Twitter has done to America for the last 7-8 years with Black Lives Matter. They promoted the myth and the anger and the animus and the emotion that the police were out here randomly killing black people and everybody should be outraged. Everybody should take to the streets. Everybody should burn down cities and communities. People should kill police. So if you're the wife of David Dorn, You should be trying to sue whoever's responsible, Twitter, the Democratic Party, that used this propaganda machine to stir the emotions of the American right. people and create this myth that the police were out just randomly, indiscriminately killing black people. And what you should do is overthrow this government, go tear down buildings. If your business was destroyed during these riots, these 5-6 year spans, obviously it crescendoed in 2020. But if you lost a loved one, lost your business, you're owed a great debt. Twitter, this propaganda machine, was part of controlling the American public's mind and promoting a level of violence and chaos and anarchy that hurt everyday Americans, cost people's lives. They're responsible and need to be held accountable. Our politicians need to hold all these people responsible. This is very serious. This isn't about Charlie Kirk or me or anybody that didn't get to grow our Twitter account. It's about the mind control propaganda game they've been playing on the American public to overthrow our Constitution and our way of life. And they've been successful. And these people are evil and need to be held responsible.
We can only hope that Elon Musk reveals and soon the degree to which intel agencies from around the world have been operating on Twitter. And I think it's pretty clear it's extensive. There's no economic justification whatsoever for these levels of immigration. And of course, immigration destabilizes your society. It makes it far less cohesive. That's always true. It doesn't matter where they're coming from. If you have a ton of new people, you're less cohesive. So why are they coming? Well, there's only one reason. Because the Democratic Party wants new voters. Period. That's not a racist conspiracy. There's a racist conspiracy. No, it's not. It's true. And we know that it's true, not because we heard it on Alex Jones, but because leading Democrats have said so repeatedly in public for years. And here's the latest example. Here is Chuck Schumer, the head Democrat in the U.S. Senate, last month.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
Everything about that was a lie. We need workers, really. There are, what, 7 million American-born men who have dropped out of the workforce, workforce age, who just aren't working or on the Internet all day? Does anyone care? No. Just replace them. Americans aren't reproducing. Really? Why? Well, because the economy has changed. And what's their answer to that, the Democratic Party's answer? Well, the Treasury Secretary told us a month and a half ago, she said, if you're worried about the economy, have an abortion. People who want to have kids increasingly can't. Why is that? Well, because the food supply in the air and water have been poisoned and sperm counts are half what they were a few decades ago. So these are specific problems that have prevented millions of Americans from having families, from reproducing, as Chuck Schumer just said. And you could fix them if you tried, but they're not trying. Instead, the solution is to replace the people who aren't reproducing with millions of new people from other countries. That's not a racist conspiracy theory. Chuck Schumer just said it.
They say they treat you like a terrorist, essentially. They treat you the exact same way. They mix these reports together. They get former CIA directors and former FBI directors to come out and back it up and make it all very serious. I can't believe how right people like Glenn Greenwald were back in the day about all of this when they first saw it.
Well, and Alex Jones, for that matter, who said our intel agencies are interfering in domestic politics. And people like me said, that's impossible. That's illegal. It's immoral. It's totalitarian. That can't possibly be happening. You're crazy. But that is happening openly.
The amount of people, I was very doubtful at first when these things first started to come out. When people were saying that the same groups that are being set up to fight Al-Qaeda will someday be turned on American citizens. I said, that's ridiculous. I went to Ground Zero shortly after I saw it. I felt that pain. It was awful to be around, and people were really frightened. But all those people were completely right. The government's doing this. The government's working with Twitter now, it's coming out. The government's working to shut down scientists, to shut down doctors, to shut down people who later turn out to be completely correct. And at the same time, places like Google are working with the New York Times, working with foreign disinformation think tanks to try and shut down journalism, to try and shut down places like I used to work at, the Federalist, cut them off from advertising. This is a pernicious campaign. It's about information. It's about banking, which you've touched on. And it's even about comedy and movies. Why can't we just have an open conversation in this country anymore?
No, not at all. This threatens their power because they have an open conversation. They can't win. Of course, they'll lose.
All right, Jay Dyer's coming up. I got a few other things I want to hit. You know, there's this Jim Jordan video. And I wish he wasn't a puppet of Google. Really wanted to believe in him. But, you know, they got a lot of money and power. He's definitely working for them. It's so sad. But Jim Jordan ensnares Democrat witness who accused Justice Alito of leaking 2014 ruling. And he reads to him out of the guy's book that's just totally made up about the Supreme Court decision and Supreme Court record. But that's what Democrats do. They love to lie about political records. They love to create fake history. They love to impersonate. That's what's happening with this head of the nuclear stockpile that, you know, got caught reportedly in another state stealing more luggage. They think they can do whatever they want. They think they've got a total green light. And once they have control of all the local governments with Soros prosecutors, he'll be able to do whatever he wants. I mean, I've got Project Veritas videos, you've seen them, of them not just smuggling kids up from Mexico for sex slavery in Austin, where I live, but there's new videos they've got at major elementary schools where the dean of student affairs teaches first graders how to shove giant objects in their rear ends. And he's on video teaching them this. And then when he shows up to school, James O'Keefe, outside, they threaten him and throw him off the property and say, there's children here. Don't talk about that in front of them. That's the latest video. And that's what they're doing. Let me spend a few minutes on this. I'm going to play the Jim Jordan video. People are choosing to become disabled by choice and calling themselves trans-abled. This woman, psychologist, poured bleach in her eyes and blinded her. They say it's beautiful and wonderful. She's now blind. We got to take care of her. They just want to euthanize you. This person lives in a wheelchair. Makes everybody take care of them. They're not sick. Trans-abled people becoming disabled by choice sparks outrage. Body integrity dysphoria, Wikipedia. Then I've got scientific reports looking at it like, well, maybe it's legitimate, you know? This is a good thing. You don't pay your taxes, you lose your house. But if you want to cut your leg off, a lot of these folks cut their legs off. Body integrity disorder, BIID, is the amputation of healthy limbs ethically justifiable? Well, they cut little boys' penises off. They cut little girls' breasts off. I mean, what do you think the logical extension of this psycho world is? Here's another one. American Girl Doll Company promotes gender transition puberty blockers to girls as young as 3. You get a doll, and it's got packaging and paperwork about, hey, you're really a boy. Let's take hormones. I'm going to come back and play this Jim Jordan interaction. And remember, this guy is out there creating false records as a, quote, court watcher, and none of it's true. Either there's a total transcript of what's being said. This Democrat Party operative that poses as the clergy is running around creating this whole false culture. That's coming up next segment. Then Jay Dyer takes over. And then in 1 hour and 2 minutes from now, Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, The War Room. You find the coordinates at InfoWars.com/show and band.video, or you can roll over in a globalist ditch and kiss your ass goodbye.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.